Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I have cats. I've always had dogs and cats as long as we could, you know, as long as I could remember. As an adult, as soon as I could have my own pets in my apartment or my house, I had them. And I love kitty cats. Okay. I love them so much. I sometimes show more emotion to them than my kids. The kids aren't around. They do their own thing. Hi, Mom. You know, I'll get maybe a hi, Mom. I love my kids. But, you know, I mean, my pets are also my children. And if I lived in a country that wasn't a republic, wasn't a democracy, I don't know what I would do. Because it appears your pets are in jeopardy. Now, you could say, Dr. Dahlia, really? You're being overdramatic. Nobody's going to do anything to your pets. What the hell are you talking about? Well, apparently, all over the news, in China, a person tested positive for COVID. Isolated. Isolated from their pets. China, so a community worker goes in, tests the pets. I think two of them tested positive for the virus. And all three cats had to be killed. What? And the owner was actually just isolating. Left food and water out there for the animals. And because the owner tested positive for COVID, which, by the way, could happen to any of us. How many of you have not had a COVID test? At any time, you could probably test positive because it's all over the place. You could really lose your pets? Now, China is stepping things up because they got the Beijing Olympics. And they don't want what happened to them, what happened to Japan to happen to them. So we're being told, this has been reported by Newsweek and Vindy.com. We'll do the Newsweek here. China killed three pet cats after they tested positive, it looks like all three of them, for COVID. Why? Because they are afraid that the cats spread the virus to humans. There's no treatment for animals with COVID, but Beijing News said they posed a danger to their owner and other residents in the apartment complex. There have been 75 virus cases recently discovered in Harbin, including the cat's owner who tested positive. Now, she went into isolation, left food and water out for the cats, but instead they decided to kill the cats. The owner is a female. Miss Liu is her name. The cats were put to sleep Tuesday evening despite her begs to keep them alive. Apparently, the cats did test positive twice. Cats weren't sick, but because the animals could possibly carry it, they believe, they got killed. Now, I know there's some of you out there going, we have to stop the spread of the virus. Yeah, we have to fire people. We have to mandate people. We have to, look, you know, if you want the vaccine, get the vaccine. If you want to wear a mask, wear a mask. You know, if you purposely expose somebody, maybe just like with that guy that was spreading HIV around on purpose, you know, maybe there's some, you know, authority in the legal system that could take action. But I think people, we need to kind of just step back a little bit. We don't want America to become China. And China thinks what they did is very logical. Even though you getting COVID from an animal, I don't think we've had cases of pets to humans. We do know that if you snuggle up to your dog and kitty, they could then run to the next person and snuggle up to them. But if you live in an apartment complex and there's a neighborhood cat, stay away from that neighborhood cat. Don't touch him. Don't lick him. Just, I mean, have we had anybody on this earth get COVID from a neighbor's cat or a neighbor's dog? If not, can we study that before we start killing people's pets? Now, some of you might think, you know what, this was just China. So it's never going to happen here. They do things in China that's much more restrictive. Okay, what have they done in China that's more restrictive? Okay, well, you know, they've mandated masks and people could lose their jobs if they don't. That's what's happening here in America. Now, I'm not saying in America they're going to start killing our pets, but this frenzy and this obsession with what we're doing when it comes to COVID is just one or two steps away from this. If an animal tests positive for COVID and can stay positive for weeks or months, and this country is consumed with, we got to get rid of any single thing that we have to just get rid of every single virus particle, how do we not know in a month from now some of this stuff is going to happen? But it's not going to be as blatant. It might be something a little softer as, okay, Dr. Dahlia, we know you have animals, okay? Sadly, these animals have a virus that we really think is going to hurt them. And we think it's going to be progressive. So sadly, we are going to recommend intervention now because we don't think the pet is safe. We don't think your family is safe. And this is going to be very progressive. And I'm going to be like, wait a second, the cat didn't even sneeze. What are you talking about? It's going to be mild. Just like how the mandates have been. I mean, I opened the show with, you know, the headline where hospital workers that busted their butts for 20 months have some sort of immunity to COVID are getting fired from hospital systems and are getting replaced by people who might be less experienced but have the artificial immunity from the vaccine that may actually be waning. So somebody like me that has the artificial vaccine, the Pfizer, would get the job when my immunity could be less than yours. Hey, you know, this is what we're doing. You know, and so please slow your roll and look at what America is becoming. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA, don't go away.
This report is brought to you by Bausch & Lomb. Age-related macular degeneration, or AMD, is a progressive eye condition that impacts central vision and is a leading cause of blindness in adults aged 50 and older. Although there is no cure for AMD, recent study results from the National Eye Institute reaffirmed that a specific nutrient formula known as the AREDS2 formula continues to help reduce the risk of moderate to advanced AMD progression. That formula is currently found in Bausch & Lomb PreserVision, which was provided to participants in the last 5 years of the follow-on study. Patients can work with their eye doctor to create a plan to help reduce their risk of moderate to advanced AMD progression. Along with taking an AREDS2 formula eye vitamin, patients can get an annual dilated eye exam, exercise, and eat healthy to help manage their condition. For more information, visit www.sightmatters.com.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So one thing that keeps pervading in the news is ivermectin. Ivermectin is the new hydroxychloroquine in terms of political eight ball. And the prescriptions for ivermectin have, quote, surged amid the pandemic. Doctors have been writing ivermectin and have been suggesting ivermectin since the beginning. When the huge blow-up happened with hydroxychloroquine, and everybody went after Trump, and everybody went after the studies with hydroxychloroquine, people got scared. There was a canceling of the drug, in a way. My governor had said nobody could write it for anything but rheumatologic illness, which at first I agreed with in terms of, you know, we really do want to know the studies because there are risks, but did the governor have to get involved? You know, I get saving it for the people who need it for their lupus and rheumatoid arthritis and other autoimmune diseases. I get we don't want there to be a shortage, but did we really need a non-doctor telling doctors what to do and what not to do. So when all that happened, a lot of people in the medical profession did not want ivermectin hydroxychloroquine. Now, ivermectin was brought up very early on by multiple providers in terms of its possible intervention in the virus's ability to take over our DNA and then replicate. You would think it makes no sense because ivermectin is an antiparasite, but early on, people were apparently, there were some studies that were coming out saying, look at this. And in fact, early on in the pandemic, Dr. Paul Marek of Eastern Virginia Medical School developed a protocol on what you could use for mildly symptomatic patients at home. And for COVID, he had said you could use vitamin C and quercetin, zinc, melatonin, vitamin D, and optional ivermectin, 150 to 200 mics per kilogram as a single dose, which, again, micrograms, so do the math, not milligrams, micrograms, aspirin optional, famotidine optional, and that was early on in the pandemic. The NIH in February 2021 said, look, guys, not enough evidence. And I get it. The studies are still a little, you know, back and forth. And so ivermectin was, everybody was like, gosh, lay low. Let sleeping dogs lie. Just lay low. Don't bring it up. Don't wake up the sleeping giant. But what woke up the sleeping giant is people ended up calling the Poison Control Center because they ended up not being able to get ivermectin from a prescription, but they went to veterinary formulations of it. And when they started to take veterinary formulations, they were overdosing on it. Now, I don't know how many cases of Poison Control Center, some of the headlines are, Poison Control Center calls are soaring. So I'm thinking in the millions? No, I think it was in the tens. But there were multiple reports from poison control centers, and it's highlighting the desperation of people trying to self-treat. People want to treat themselves with something. So FDA had, I think, tweeted, I think it was the FDA or the CDC, saying, look, you're not a horse. And everybody thought that was cute. Everybody thought that was, but, okay, can we be serious here? There's been all this attention on the vaccine, a promise that the vaccine would be tweaked for the variants, and that never happened. And nobody's talking about, I mean, it's slowly happening, but medications to help treat COVID are, you know, few and far between, still being studied. And then when we look at what happened with hydroxychloroquine, nobody wants to do the study of interviewing anybody who has been hydroxychloroquine before and after the pandemic for their autoimmune issue. And finding out what percentage of that population, well, you couldn't interview the dead people, but, you know, how many people who were on hydroxychloroquine for autoimmune got severe COVID? Where's that study? It's not that hard. You could also, even if you're like, well, it's too late, nobody asked the people who were in the hospital, it's too late, you can sample the pharmacy records. Anybody on hydroxychloroquine, you can see if they're dead or not, and if they died from COVID or not during the pandemic. So there is a way to do this. It might take a little bit of work. And if we come to find out that, mind you, hydroxychloroquine does have side effects. I told you, different strokes for different folks. For some people, it might kill them. For other people, it might save them. But if we come to find out that people who were on hydroxychloroquine this whole time didn't get severe COVID, that's some science we need to know. The problem is, if you bring up hydroxychloroquine, everybody calls you a Trumper. Right? For some of us, that's a compliment. For others of us, it's an insult. But everybody is so mad at anybody bringing up, not everybody, but people get so mad if you bring up hydroxychloroquine because you think you're making a political statement. And we doctors are like, okay, guys, we you know, if there's a medication we could use, if there's a tool we could use, why aren't we studying it? Can't we give it some attention? And so nobody wanted Trump to bring up ivermectin. He didn't. And ivermectin has been on the down low, and people have been prescribing it. And then finally, a couple weeks ago, I think it was the AMA, or a huge body of medical doctors, these medical groups, came out and told doctors to stop prescribing ivermectin for COVID. Now, it's one thing to tell people to not use veterinary medications. That makes absolute sense. But you have doctors out there that have been looking at the studies. Remember, a doctor has a license on the line. A doctor has a patient to protect. And there are doctors out there who have been prescribing ivermectin. Why? Now, I told you guys some of the studies. One study in the American Journal of Therapeutics said moderate certainty evidence finds that large reductions of COVID-19 deaths are possible using ivermectin. Using ivermectin early in the clinical course may reduce numbers progressing to severe disease. The apparent safety and low cost suggest that ivermectin is likely to have a significant impact on the SARS-CoV-2 pandemic globally. Then there was another study saying ivermectin was efficacious at limiting disease, only in mild illness, and had to be started early. So we don't want you to use animal formulations. But if some doctors are following the science, that, you know, can't we at least entertain it? Now, the FDA said, look, studies are ongoing. Okay. The NIH, I believe, also said studies are ongoing. Okay, study them. But these headlines, they make it look like people are so bad that they might have taken some ivermectin. Meanwhile, people have called me saying, I think I'm alive today because of it. Now, maybe it's because the COVID wasn't that bad for them. Maybe it was the ivermectin or the hydroxychloroquine. We may never know. What I am allowed to tell you is that it's not FDA approved. It's only FDA approved for certain skin. It's not approved for human consumption. Well, it's for like the anti-parasite. It's the FDA only has it approved for some skin disorders like rosacea and for animals for parasitic infections like strongyloidiasis and onchocerciasis. But the latest analysis from Komodo Health looked at state-level ivermectin prescriptions, meaning doctors wrote it, from January 2019 to May 2021, and they found a 72% surge over the pre-pandemic baseline in the average number of monthly prescriptions, from 39,800 to 69,428, as well as a 34% monthly increase in providers prescribing the drug from 15,800 to 21,200. States seeing the largest increases were Idaho, New Mexico, Wyoming. The greatest number of providers were New Mexico, South Dakota, and Alaska. Now again, I'm not saying go and get ivermectin. I still don't know enough about it. But please don't hydroxychloroquine the ivermectin. And if we are grappling with waning immunity from the vaccines, can we please look at some of these medications that might have a role and then figure out who can't use them if they're at risk? 1-877-DOCTELLY.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the U.S. USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee unsuccessfully rolled out the first of a dozen bills Tuesday he has drafted to upend President Joe Biden's yet-to-be-issued vaccination mandate.
Someone who is serving as the President of the United States while issuing a sweeping federal mandate insists that this is not about freedom or personal choice. It is. It necessarily is.
He said the president's strong-arm push to force Americans to choose between decisions affecting their health and providing for their families is wrong. On the Senate floor Wednesday morning, Majority Leader Chuck Schumer announced that Democrats are crafting a stopgap bill. Schumer said that the bill will extend government funding to December 3rd and will provide long-sought emergency relief to areas affected by Hurricane Ida, as well as emergency funding for the ongoing Afghan special immigrant crisis. This is USA Radio News. Senator Mike Braun, Republican of Indiana, decried on Newsmax President Joe Biden's tax increases. Appearing Tuesday on Spicer & Company, Braun expressed skepticism about Biden's proposed corporate and individual tax increases. Saturday, the president tweeted, "My Build Back Better agenda costs $0. Then why raise taxes?" Braun asked.
So many things can come together to take what was the best economy we had pre-COVID, and it looks like we're doing everything in the book to ruin it, and it was working back then.
The volcano in the Canary Islands continues to spew after 10 days of activity. Here's USA's Lance Pry.
Authorities in Spain's Canary Islands off the African coast on Wednesday told residents on the western coast of La Palma to seal doors and windows with tape and wet towels to ward off toxic gases spewed by lava from Cumbre Vieja. The volcano has been active for 10 days.
This is USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So I'm going to be honest, I have not read the Build Back Better bill. After you read the Obamacare bill and realize that you can't read it, anybody who said they read the ACA bill is lying. Because when you went through that bill, it alluded to other bills and other documents in the Library of Congress. And so if you aren't there and you're cross-referencing and alluding to it, I might have read the words of the 2,500-page bill, but I can't necessarily say I read it. Because when you're saying, we are going to follow what it states in this paragraph, in this section, and this, you didn't read it because you didn't go and look it up. Well, the Build Back Better bill is a big bill, 2,500 pages, I guess. They say $3.5 trillion, but the money to me, I don't, I, you know, Yeah, it might be a budget, but nothing is really exact when it comes to cents, in dollars and what's going to be spent on what. Because look, technically all the money I've been paying for my Social Security and Medicare is not going to be there when I retire. So where did it go? So you could say, look, Dahlia, you put all that money into Social Security. You've been working since you've been 18. You've been multiple jobs, and you've been putting money into the system. Where's all that money? It just goes into a big pot. So, whether it's 3.5 trillion or 4 trillion or 2 trillion, that's just over my head. And I have to admit, the bill is over my head too. But very slowly, certain news outlets are reading it to kind of tell us what's going on. And if somebody doesn't read it, or like what Sebelius said with the, or was it Pelosi? Or was it Sebelius who said, look, just pass the bill and then read it. You don't know what you're paying for. Now, for those of us who are small business owners, we've been having a hard time with the pandemic. I get it. I like the idea of employees having benefits. I actually love the idea of employees having a retirement account. But it's expensive. For small businesses, it's because you have to match certain amounts. So in addition to all the payroll taxes you're paying, plus the increase in wages, plus staffing when, your employees are taken off, to pay for a Roth or an IRA is pretty expensive. Well, I guess for those employers who have 5 or more employees, under this Build Back Better, by 2023, you need to offer a retirement plan. And again, I'm not criticizing that, but for those of you that have a very small business and are barely getting by, you do need to prepare for that. So how much are we talking? Well, according to Forbes, you will have to automatically enroll employees, divert 6% of their pay to a retirement account. An automatic escalation clause would increase the automatic contribution to 10% of pay by year 5. So basically 10% of their pay. And then the default plan would be both Roth IRA invested at a target date fund, mix of investments based on your expected retirement year. So basically it's a mandate for employers. You have to offer the plans. Employees could opt out, but, if they're like, but look, I don't want to start putting money into that. If I was an employee, I wouldn't. Honestly, guys, if you're an employee and you have the opportunity to do a retirement account, do it. But employers who only have 5 or more employees, that's tough. That is, and then you start to wonder, with this mandate, what's that going to do to somebody who has 6 or 7 employees? What's going to happen? In Oregon, employees are defaulted to participation of a state-managed IRA, starting at a contribution level of 5% and increasing to 10%, but with employees able to adjust their contribution or reject contributing entirely. So under the new federal mandate, employers would be obliged to select a specific IRA in which to enroll their employees rather than merely forwarding payroll deductions to the state. They would choose from a list of approved providers, and then various state programs would have extend phase-ins and things like that. So for those of you who are small business owners that don't currently offer this, you need to offer it. Now, what else is hidden? Well, we talked about, I don't know if I have this here, but Biden is going to, there's going to be some very, very big fines levied on companies that don't mandate vaccines. Up to $700,000, I think, per incident. So, I haven't read the bill. I don't have time to read the bill. I don't even think I'm going to understand it. Yes, I have a college education, but still, it's the wording they use is beyond what I could understand. But, if you own any sort of a business, you're a part of a business, you're going to have to read this. Do not rely on your representatives or on a news outlet to give you all the nooks and crannies, because you do not want to be in default of things that should be coming to employees or, for your workers. Now, according to the New York Post, they said within the 2,465 pages are a lot of grants going to community organizations for, quote, vague purposes like promoting community engagement. And they said that your taxpayer dollars will fund the payrolls of advocacy groups between elections. Now, I didn't think our tax dollars could go to that, but apparently it's in there. And so ballot harvesting, staffing phone banks, escorting people to the polls on election day, which, by the way, you know, if you have a disability, that's a fantastic thing to have somebody who could offer that. But then on the flip side, that also leaves room for coercion. Who's taking you? So, again, why are the tax dollars mixed into this? You know, we spoke about, what, you know, with the abortion controversy. The abortion controversy is, I mean, it's always going to be controversial. But a big piece of it are there's people who are pro-choice, but they're like, why are my tax dollars going to it? You know, once you start having the tax dollars go into it, you know, then people kind of want answers. And so, I build back better. Well, they want to build back better, but what's exactly going on here? So there is supposed to be $5.7 billion for community restoration and revitalization. So is there going to be any checks and balances on if the community is really doing that? Is the community restoring the park? Are they revitalizing the culture? Or is the money just going to go and then... Is some group going to take the money and then, oh, it didn't work? I mean, you know, what are the specifications? If you're telling me that you are going to have a youth program where these kids can make money for going to the parks and cleaning up litter, I'm for that. But if this is, look, you know, if you think you are doing something for the community, you know, defunding the police... Now that's political. You can't do that. It has to be something that bipartisanly is helping the community. $3.95 billion for neighborhood access and equity grants. This is to improve walkability in neighborhoods and expand public transportation in transportation. Planning by individuals and organizations in disadvantaged and underserved communities. It sounds nice. Are they going to hire, right, local neighborhood people to, how's that money being spent? Then is anybody going to go, okay, you still didn't build the street? I mean, how many times have we seen potholes and we're like, where's our money going to? I thought that's what we're paying for. They say $50 million is going to grow and diversify the doula workforce. So these are people that assist in childbirth. I get that. I'm okay with that. There's going to be anti-bias healthcare training, climate justice block grants. But read the bill, because if you have a business, a lot of it could affect you. You might be able to get money. You might be having to pay money. 1-877-DOCTOR.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
So we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I guess a little drama on the UFC front. UFC President Dana White and Oscar De La Hoya have, I guess, been in a Twitter war. De La Hoya criticized Dana White following the conclusion of Alexander Volkanovski and Brian Ortega's war at UFC 266 on Saturday. And White fired back by accusing the boxer of faking COVID-19, which forced him to withdraw from his return to the ring against Vitor Belfort. And then I think Evander Holyfield had to take over. So Oscar De La Hoya, remember, was in the hospital. He didn't look like he was faking to me, but I guess he was in the hospital with COVID after being vaccinated. And on Monday, De La Hoya took to Instagram to respond to Dana White, calling him pathetic for downplaying the effects of COVID-19 and the impact it's had on the country. He said, "That's all you got, Dana White? You're accusing me of faking a virus that killed almost 700,000 Americans to avoid a fight?" He called him a pathetic piece of blank. He says, "You've never even laced up the gloves, and you completely ignored my original point I made about underpaying your fighters." So White fired back, telling De La Hoya that he is in no position to talk about fighter pay after the event he promoted in November 2019. I guess he made, over $200,000. And he said, "Don't worry." Anyway, White goes back saying, "Don't worry about Volkanovsky, you clown. He has a team of very intelligent, sophisticated people behind him, and he's been clearly doing very well for himself. If he needs to buy an eight ball, then maybe he will reach out to you for some guidance." And then, boy, White goes, "It's no secret you're a liar, drug addict, all-around scumbag." Wow, I've never seen this. You almost wonder if they've been hacked. You know, I've met Dana White multiple times, really, really nice guy. I haven't met Oscar De La Hoya, but I've been a fan. And so when you kind of see this back and forth, I mean, is this staged? Is it because they want the attention? Is this, you know, to get interest into the UFC, or I don't know, but it just kind of seems a little out of character for this back and forth. I mean, most people in this sort of industry, you know, they know how to kind of keep a very cool, calm, collected PR, but I guess, you know, after Trump, I think people probably are like, you know what, let's just say what we think and see how it goes. So, interesting. I'll keep you posted. You know, I am every now and then talk about entertainment stories, and this one kind of was interesting. There was a piece on The Boy that lost out to Jake Lloyd as Anakin Skywalker in The Phantom Menace. And it was a kid that lost out on the role. And, you know, we look at actors and actresses, and we see some of the depression they go through. We see some of the drug abuse. And we're like, oh, man, you know, what are they thinking? Their life is so blessed. And you don't realize that, and I'm not saying this to play violin, but you don't realize what their side is. And this was really interesting. So back in 1999, the Star Wars prequel hit the theaters with The Phantom Menace. Not my favorite movie. I thought they did a good job, but, it's really, really hard to, you know, it's a tough act to follow, the original trilogy of Star Wars. And Jake Lloyd was 10 years old when the film came out. He had beaten out 3,000 other young actors. And, I mean, I thought Jake Lloyd did a good job, but there was just something not right. You know, I was kind of surprised. I don't know. I wasn't completely overwhelmed by his work, but he's a kid. You know, and it's tough shoes to fill. But apparently he beat out 3,000 other young actors, one of whom was Devin Michael. Devin Michael made it to the final three. And there was a film by the New York Times which talks about Michael auditioning for The Phantom Menace. He was Phantom Menace. He was 9 years old at the time. And then he was rejected and how it affected him the rest of his life. Cute kid. I haven't seen the audition, so I don't know if he would have done better. And apparently, you know, even though he was on commercials and in some TV series and things like that, this was going to be the big one. And he auditioned. People said he did amazing. When he came home after the final three, after multiple rounds, it went to Lloyd instead of him. Michael Ongarano was, I guess, the other kid. And he, I think, is still an actor today. But the child who we're talking about, I apologize here, Devin Michael, okay, said that, you know, he had done the scene with Natalie Portman. Everything was great. You know, apparently people loved his performance, but once he got back home, he found out it wasn't cast. Now, for a little kid, that was devastating. He said that was devastating, but then the trailer came out, and that's when it started to be inescapable. When you see commercials everywhere, when you see the person that beat you and you see the movie come out and that could have been you, I don't know if I could have handled it. I would have probably been devastated. Now, a lot of stars, they do fine. They make millions of dollars. They're in other movies. I mean, look at what happened with Lord of the Rings. I think Sean Connery was supposed to be Gandalf. And then Stuart Townsend originally was Aragorn, left. Both he and Sean Connery did A League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. They went on to that movie. That movie I don't think was a hit. Meanwhile, Viggo Mortensen, and I'm sorry, I forget who played Gandalf. I know his name. I just can't think of his name. And then Lord of the Rings became Lord of the Rings, and that was, you know. So I'm sure it's got to be hard on some of these actors, but it's, I mean, when you make a choice, you kick yourself. But when you did the best job you can, and you thought that you were going to get it and then you didn't, you can't escape it. And you have to try, you almost become a recluse. And so it's kind of fascinating, but also tragic when you look at what happens to the actors that didn't get the role. I find those articles fascinating when you're like, who auditioned for the role of Indiana Jones? Who auditioned for the role of Die Hard? Who auditioned for the role? And who would have been in that role? And you think, okay, well, thank God it wasn't, because you can't imagine. But then, you know, they probably would have done a good job, and then you wouldn't have been able to manage a movie, imagine the movie without it. But for a child, you know, I really think any parent that puts their child into that position of childhood actor, you know, please be careful and please make sure that there is that support for that child. Because losing a part is one thing. Yeah, you lost a part, there'll always be more. But being surrounded by posters and commercials and toys, and you can't, I mean, this kid's kid is going to be playing with a young Anakin figurine. And that's got to take a toll. Which is why you have to have that sort of emotional support for people, you know? Now, don't just mail them a letter. Apparently, the United States Postal Service mail delivery is about to get permanently slower and more expensive. Starting Friday, the Postal Service is going to implement new service standards for first-class mail and periodicals. The changes mean an increased time in transit for mail traveling long distances. First-class mail and periodicals are supposed to be unaffected, but there will be certain mail, like standard letters, flats, things like that, that might be affected. Now, I don't really mail things anymore, thank God for email, but the Postal Service is having issues because they're not making the money they used to. You can only raise the price of a stamp so much. But people, if they could send an email for free, if they could, I mean, look, we pay for our internet, but if I could text somebody or I could email them, I do that. Nobody opens their mail. I check my mailbox maybe once a month. So for those of you, though, who do use the mail, you know, expect the prices to go up and things being slower. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.